Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Well, what kind of exercise do you like? And how often do you exercise? How often should you exercise is probably a better question. The title of our lesson today is Sports and Health 150 Program. Why 150? Well, that's 150 minutes of exercise per week that will help you build up your physical fitness and health. So, according to our lesson today, how does exercise benefit youngsters? How does exercise benefit youngsters? We're going to talk a little about that word youngster in our lesson. And you see this other question here. What chemical creates feelings of happiness? What chemical creates feelings of happiness? And no, it's not an illegal drug. Friends, we have a lot to learn about today, so let's begin.
Sports and Health 150 Program. Get healthier by exercising just 150 minutes a week. Good habits die hard. And one habit that we all should develop early in life is exercise. Taiwan Sports Administration, Ministry of Education, wants students from elementary school through high school to exercise for the sake of their health. The Sports and Health 150 program may be just the ticket needed to get everyone going. By adding 150 minutes of exercise a week to their schedule, students will significantly build up their physical fitness and overall health. One health benefit is helping youngsters increase their agility, which enables them to change direction quicker when running.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 just the ticket 这个成语。Ticket 在这里不是指门票，而是指解决的方式。所以 just the ticket 是指正式所需要的东西或人。例如 the kids in the neighborhood have no place to go, so a new community center is just the ticket. 这附近的孩子没有地方可以去，所以新的社区活动中心正是他们所需要的。或者是 Josh has been under so much stress lately, a vacation is just the ticket for him. Josh 最近压力很大，度个假正是他所需要的。接下来我们看的是 agility 这个不可数名词。Agility 是指灵活或敏捷。例如 the job requires not only physical, but also mental agility. 这个工作不仅身手要灵活，脑袋也得灵光。或者是 the girl has got the agility of a cat. 这个女孩跟猫一样灵活。它的形容词是 agile。A-G-I-L-E, 注意它的重音在第一个音节念成 agile, 例如 leopards are agile climbers, 花豹是很灵活的攀爬专家。
Come on, Rebecca.
Oh my goodness, Gabe, you're going too fast.
Okay, that's
great. My feet hurt so bad.
Well, it's a good thing we only ran for 1 minute. But you know what, Rebecca, the next time you run, you should really think about not running in high heel boots like that. Maybe you should get some running shoes.
Right. These boots are not very comfortable to run in. Actually, they're not very comfortable to walk in either. But
are they comfortable to teach in?
No, not really. Not really.
That's really
because
sad.
Because you stand here on these high heels.
Yeah.
But anyway, as I was saying, exercise is really good for you, though.
Well, yes, and we're learning today about a sports program that has a number. Isn't that exciting? Okay, there are many out there, like P90X, right? Well, today's sports program is called Sports and Health 150, or Sports and Health 150 Program. Get healthier by exercising just 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week.
Wait, hold on. I don't have to exercise 2 hours a day? It's Rebecca, only 30 minutes?
Let me tell you something. It's 30 minutes every day, 5 times a week. Now, I know you took math class as a child.
Yes.
Tell me what that adds up to.
Let's see, 30 times 5, 150!
Rebecca, hey, Frank, can I give Rebecca 5 here?
I am a genius.
Right, yeah, there we go.
I can multiply 30 times 5, it equals 150, and that must be why this is called Sports and Health 150 Program.
Yes, very nice job. Bravo, Rebecca. So, we read here, good habits die hard. But before we continue, actually, I think it's hard to maintain good habits.
Mm-hmm.
I think old habits die hard.
Oh, you bet they do. I'm telling you, I remember when my sister used to bite her fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so difficult to get her to stop biting her fingernails. That's a really bad habit, you know.
Yeah.
To bite your fingernails. Or my other sister, she used to suck her thumb as a kid. And it was really hard to get her to stop sucking her thumb.
Right. And so those habits die hard. That means if something dies hard, that means it's really hard to stop doing something if it's a habit. Okay, so old habits die hard. It's really hard to stop doing those old habits. Some people smoke and they want to quit, but it's an old habit. Well, old habits die hard, right? You use this phrase when you want to show that you understand somebody else's situation, that it's hard for them to stop a habit, or you use it when you yourself can't kick a habit. Ah, old habits die hard.
And we see here in our lesson, though, good habits die hard. And one habit that we all should develop early in life is exercise. I think that's actually very important because if you don't get into the habit of exercising early, it could be very difficult to actually start that habit later on in life. Moving on to our next sentence here. Taiwan's Ministry of Education Sports Administration wants people of all ages to exercise for the sake of their health.
Ah, for the sake of their health.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of something. That means for the benefit of something. So, of course, you're exercising for the benefit of your own health. You're exercising, we could even say you're exercising for your own sake.
For the sake of your mom. Can you please come home this weekend?
Home.
That sounds like something my dad or even my brothers or sisters would say to me when I was at college. They say, Rebecca, mom is missing you so much. So for her sake, can you please come home this weekend?
You know, Rebecca, what that might mean is that your dad misses you. You see, your dad might say, for the sake of your mom, can you please come home this week? And your mom might say, Rebecca, you know, for the sake of your father, could you please come home? Really, what they're trying to say is that they miss you.
Oh, why don't they just tell me that, though?
I know, because they might be a little buhawisa, you know? But it's true. For the sake of someone, please do something. So you need to exercise for the sake of your health. The Sports and Health 150 program may be just the ticket needed to get everyone going. Now, this is a good phrase to know as well, to get someone going. If you get going, that means you're starting to do something.
If we don't get going soon, then we will definitely be late. Or here's another way that you can use this phrase. You know, it's really hard to get Martin going in the morning. Very difficult. Oh, yeah, and it's hard to get Gabe going in the morning, too.
That's right. I hit my snooze 5 times before I get out of bed. It is hard to get going. Sometimes you need some motivation to get yourself going, right? Well, by adding 150 minutes of exercise a week to their schedule, people will significantly build up their physical fitness and overall health.
And we see the health benefits include helping youngsters increase their agility, which enables them to change direction quicker when running. Well, friends, we have more to discuss, but right now it's time to go to the SC Challenge.
Yes. Okay, for today's SC Challenge, I'm with someone who maybe you've not seen before. I would like to... for you to introduce yourself, what is your name?
Okay, my name is Nick Concepcion.
Nick Concepcion.
Concepcion, yes.
Is that an English last name?
It's actually Filipino.
Oh, Filipino.
Name. Yes.
Excellent.
My father's
okay.
Filipino.
All right. Well, we have a lesson kind of about exercise.
Okay.
And so I'm wondering, which form of exercise do you prefer? We've got some suggestions here.
All right.
Biking, dancing, basketball, running. Do you like any of those?
I do some of them, like running. Mm-hmm. But you didn't mention one on there that I have a particular affinity for.
You mean soccer or volleyball?
No, not quite. It's a little more, it's kind of like dancing, but more of a combat sport.
A combat sport?
Yes.
Wait, does it have something to do with what you have in your hand?
Right here? Actually, it does, yes. I like to fence, the sport of fencing. And right here I have a fencing blade, a foil.
Yeah?
Yeah, and this is what I do for exercise.
Do you exercise, do you fence regularly?
Oh, yeah. I fence in college. I'm on the NCAA team there. And I've been doing it for quite a while, so ever since I was young. And, yeah.
That is amazing. I have not met many fencers. Is that what it's
fencer,
called?
Yes.
Someone?
You would, okay. Yeah.
I've not met many fencers in my life. Can you show us a move?
Oh, a move? I don't know. So
with
like
your blade?
A thrust, though.
A thrust?
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Be careful around Nick. Nick, I'm curious what you think about exercise. Do you notice a difference between when you're exercising regularly and when you haven't exercised?
Absolutely. Yeah. I haven't really exercised too much this summer, and it just felt not quite as flexible, not quite as energized. And when I'm in the middle of my fencing season, I can definitely feel I'm a little more sore, but I also have more energy and just feel just overall better.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. There are many benefits to exercising regularly, and maybe, friends, you can try something different like fencing. Thanks so much for your time, Nick.
No problem. Good to be here.
Yeah. All right. We'll see everybody next time for the SC Challenge. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about the Sports and Health 150 program. Yes, can you exercise 150 minutes every week? That is 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. I believe you can. This has many benefits, so it's time to get going. If you don't already exercise yet, what are you waiting for? Wait, not right now. Don't go right now. It's time for us to continue with the rest of our lesson, and then you can exercise.
Sports and Health 150 program. Other benefits include better balance, improved strength, as well as increased brain development. Exercise's most common mental benefit is reducing stress. Studies recommend that those suffering from depression or anxiety exercise. By doing so, their bodies release endorphins, which create feelings of happiness. As people age, they are often concerned about becoming forgetful, sometimes too forgetful. Exercise boosts the chemicals in the brain that help with memory and learning. Another benefit is a rise in one's self-esteem. Who doesn't want that?
OK, 继续我们看 anxiety 这个名词。Anxiety 是指焦虑或不安。例如 kids feel more anxiety than adults while adjusting to a new environment. 孩子适应新环境时候感受到的焦虑比成人更大。Anxiety 也可以指令人焦虑的事。例如 job anxieties and unsolved family issues kept Bill awake all night. 工作上令人焦虑的事以及家里无法解决的问题让 Bill 整个晚上都没有办法睡觉。最后我们看的是 self-esteem 这个不可数名词。Esteem 是指尊严或尊敬，所以 self-esteem 是指自尊。例如 ,these disadvantaged kids suffer from low self-esteem and need to be encouraged. 这些贫困的孩子自尊心低落需要被鼓励。或者是 the girl's self-esteem was boosted because of the makeover. 这个女孩因为改变造型自尊心大大提升。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So we see here that there are lots of benefits to exercise, and we already learned about some of the benefits. But we read a few more benefits right here. Other benefits include a better balance, improved strength, as well as increased brain development. Wait, hold on for just a moment. Gabe, doesn't that answer the question that you asked earlier?
Why, yes, of course. And the question was, how does exercise benefit youngsters? Well, earlier today, we learned that it helps youngsters increase their agility, which enables them to change directions quickly when running. But also here, you include better balance, improved strength, and better brain development, right? These are all ways that exercise will help youngsters or young people.
But we see yet there is another benefit. Exercise's most common mental benefit is reducing stress. So if you are feeling stressful or stressed out, you should go and exercise. Studies recommend that people suffering from depression or anxiety exercise.
Oh, okay. So of course there are many benefits to exercise, right? By doing so, their bodies release endorphins, which create feelings of happiness. And yes, it's important to exercise so that you reduce anxiety, you don't get depressed as easily. These endorphins are very important for us. And one of the ways these endorphins are released is through exercise.
And as people age, they are often concerned about becoming forgetful, sometimes too forgetful. Exercise boosts the chemicals in the brain that help with memory and learning. You know, speaking about becoming forgetful or forgetting things, this actually reminds me of a phrase. My memory is like a sieve.
Are you serious?
No. My memory really isn't like a sieve, but it reminds me of that phrase.
My mind or my memory is like a sieve? Well, friends, if you're curious about what a sieve is, and if Rebecca's memory really is like a sieve, this is a sieve. You use it to sift, S-I-F-T. You use a S-I-E-V-E, a sieve, to sift things. So often people will use a sieve when they're cooking. Rebecca, when do you use a sieve?
It's so interesting, Gabe, because I usually call it a sifter.
Oh, you call it a sifter?
Yes.
Okay, so it can be called a sifter or a sieve.
But I usually use it when I'm baking, when I need to put flour or sugar through a sifter or a sieve, and that makes the flour a lot finer.
Yes. Okay. So friends, if your mind is like a sieve, that means things are going into your mind, but they're coming out the bottom. And you don't want to forget those things. But if your memory is like a sieve, that means you forget things easily. And actually, my mother would always tell us this when we were growing up. She would say, my mind is like a sieve.
Wait, so she would tell you that about your memory or about her memory?
No, about...
About her mind.
Yeah, so for instance, she would have a bag on her shoulder, and then the next thing I know, she's looking for her bag. She's like, Gabe, Grace, where's my bag? And we looked at each other and we said, Mom, it's on your shoulder.
Well, that kind of reminds me of the person or the story. I'm not sure if you've ever heard a story like this, but someone is looking for their glasses. Where are my glasses? I don't know what I do with my glasses. Come to find, they were right there on her head the entire time.
And if your mind is like a sieve or if your memory is like a sieve, then you could forget things like this very easily. Well, friends, exercise can help with your memory so that your memory is not like a sieve. We continue here. Another benefit is a rise in one's self-esteem. So who doesn't want that? Nobody wants to have a poor self-esteem. Nobody wants to lose heart.
And of course, nobody wants to lose heart. And if you lose heart, that just means that you stop believing in yourself. You stop believing that you can be successful. I think it's definitely better to have a more positive self-image or more positive view of who you are.
Right. So if you lose heart, that means you get discouraged. Mm-hmm. And different things can cause you to lose heart. If I hear other people gossiping a lot about something, I can lose heart because I don't like gossip. I think it can ruin friendships. So friends, what causes you to lose heart? I hope you haven't lost heart.
Well, this lesson is all about exercise. But sometimes the word exercise can be misspelled. Well, the guys in the InfoCloud would like to discuss that right now.
It's not surprising that the word exercise appears on lists like the 200 most misspelled words in English. The C sounds like it should be an S, and the S sounds like it should be a Z.
Yeah. You know, last year, a local British city council sent out a moving library into the streets to encourage children to read. The slogan on the side of the book bus read, "Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body." Except that exercise was spelled E-X-E-R-S-C-I-E.
Whoops. So how important is it that we spell words correctly? Well, if you're looking for a job, you should know that one small spelling mistake could easily land your resume in the trash can.
Mm-hmm. Spelling errors also affect your ability to earn money. On shopping websites, for instance, if there's a misspelled word, sales are likely to drop.
It's a trust thing, because misspelled words make shoppers feel that the website could be fake. Interestingly, when the spelling mistake is corrected, sales go up.
Yes, misspelled words can point to carelessness, phishing scams, fake emails, or spam. So, if you want to be taken seriously, double check your spelling.
我们学英文最应该注重什么？我想很少人会回答 spelling 拼字，但一个拼错的字就有可能造成不好的后果。例如，你的 resume 履历表如果里头有 misspelled words 拼错的字，那你的履历表很可能就会被丢进垃圾桶，你也就失去了一个工作机会。如果一个购物网站上出现拼错的字，它的生意很可能就会受到影响，因为当人们看到了拼错的字，就不再信任这个网站。其实英文有一些单字的拼法并不是很合理，像 exercise 中间的 c 是读 s 的音。 后面的S却是读 Z 的音，像这种字，我们只有死背才不会拼错。这就是今天的 Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。So
what are some different ways that you can exercise?
Well, you can do some jump ropes and basketball. And hey, come back next time. We'll talk more about that here on Studio Classroom.